How are you? Welcome to this week's Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. Each week, I bring us a brand new mentor, 10 minutes of our most impactful episodes. This week, it's Alice Carroll, the founder of Fox's Bow Whiskey. This week, it's all about disruption, innovation, and how to break the rules to set you up for success. This is a lesson in innovation at its finest. Here's your mentor, Alice. Going green, becoming more sustainable, it's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes. And the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes. And your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of The Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today.
But there was a study recently by this initiative called Our Whiskey, which looks at female representation in whiskey. And they found like something ludicrous, like 60% of all marketing campaigns only features men, male consumers. And I can't even remember what the statistic was that it included women, but it was so low. So like we were only chatting about it earlier, but like you can't be what you can't see. Do you know? So like if you're a female consumer and all you're getting targeted with is like women drink vodka, women drink gin, men drink whiskey, like subconsciously you're going to be like, okay, it's not for me.
It feeds in and you filter, right? You know, if you got up every day and thought about every decision you make, you wouldn't leave the house because it'd be paralyzing. I think it's 40,000 decisions we make in a day. But like you have to have shortcuts.
100%.
So when you make, you know, what American, I'm going to have an Americano. Great. You know, you shortcut down to just your things that you like and the things that speak to you. If it isn't speaking to you, your brain just shuts off.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's marketing at the highest level, essentially.
Yeah, 100%. There's a few other kind of perceived rules around the category as well that I think like reinforce things like that. Like even, it just, like this is why I got into Fox's Bow as well, is because it just drives me insane. I just feel like there's so many like barriers to entry, let's call it, into whiskey that are so outdated.
Like what?
Like another one would be, that drives me insane, would be that you have to drink your whiskey a certain way, right? And this drives me insane because like a normal, or like what would be the standard kind of normal alcohol by volume for whiskey would be about 40%. Now it obviously varies. We're actually at 43. Some of them are higher, but like 40 would be kind of, a Jameson would be 40, let's say. Gin is similar, vodka is similar. Like 40 would be the standard across those. So if you don't drink vodka neat and you don't drink gin neat, you're probably not going to like your whiskey neat if you try it for the first time. So if someone tells you, oh, you have to drink that neat, and you drink it neat and you say, oh, I don't like that, it tastes too strong.
Like, never try it again.
You'll never try it again because you have a perception that that's what whiskey tastes like. Whereas you have tonic with your gin probably. You might have soda with your vodka. try ginger ale with your whiskey, or like soda water with your whiskey, whatever you want. Try it that way. And then if you're like, actually, I still don't like the taste, grant. But at least you've tried it in a way that you would actually drink it normally. Do you know what I mean?
That's a really interesting insight. I hadn't actually thought of that before. Yeah. You know, you don't just sit there and drink shot down a neat gin.
Yeah. Like it's kind, it kind of again reinforces that like macho-ness of like, oh, I drink my whiskey straight and, you know, even I'd never put ice in it and whatever. I'm like, honestly, drink it however the fuck you want. Like you paid for that bottle, drink it however you want. You wouldn't let someone tell you, to your analogy there, how to drink your coffee. Like if we just went for a coffee there, I got a black Americano, you got a latte. If you were like, oh, Alice, you have to put milk in that, that's the right way to drink coffee. Yeah. I would be like, no, I'm going to drink coffee the way I want to drink coffee. Why is it not the same with whiskey? That's why we exist.
It's a brilliant why.
Yeah.
It's overhyped, isn't it? Find your why. But then when you have a really passionate why that's real, I think some people try to retrofit the why after the fact. They're like, we did it because...
Yeah.
It would make loads of money. Yeah. People don't say, you know, that's fine too. Yeah. You know, you don't have to have a like this all-encompassing why, but I love when people have a passion and a reason. That's a really good insight. You don't really think about that. Like all these kind of like rules around stuff. And they're self-perpetuating by the brands, obviously, because their target market is a certain type of person. They need to speak to them on their language. And, you know, James Bond has his thing on the rocks. You know, it's,
yeah.
I like it. Yeah. What other kind of stuff surrounds the industry that you just, you're in it to disrupt?
So I think in general with whiskey, a lot of it is very heritage focused. So it focuses on the tradition of whiskey making, provenance, so like where it's from, the story behind it. Like you'll see on a lot of whiskeys, you know, we were founded in 1732 or whatever. It's all about like longevity.
Yeah.
And it's almost as if like that is the staple of quality. Whereas like there's no whiskey to my knowledge or like in my opinion that reflects modern contemporary Ireland and like the modern contemporary consumer.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing. If you look at like clothes, sneakers, watches, cars, like any kind of consumer good, they're all reflective of like current aesthetic, current values, you know, the way that the consumer currently shows up. So like in my head, I'm like, why does that not extend to whiskey? And I think it's for us, it's very much time that like whiskey caught up, do you know, like even what we were just talking about, but like that whole notion of exclusivity. Like that it's for a certain type of person, the exclusive clubs, all this kind of stuff. Like we know that our generation and the generation below are looking to like form brands now. Like they want a seat at the table. And like you see it through how popular personalization is. Like it's mad, you know, but for some reason, whiskey remains as exclusive as ever. So really like we're trying to kind of knock that on its head and make whiskey accessible.
I suppose they're trying to build a massive moat around themselves so that they kind of force out any. They almost make it not worth.
Though, like that's not attractive to younger consumers. What motivated our dads and our granddads to drink whiskey, like maybe was the age statements and the quality and the provenance and all that story. That's not the same as what motivates consumers today. Do you know? Like there needs to be an accessibility to it. You don't want to feel stupid bringing a bottle of whiskey to your friend's house that it's going to be ridiculed because there's a lot of jargon, like what does it all mean, like triple stilled, okay, what the hell does that mean, or like, you know, it's 12 years old, oh right, is that a signal of quality? I don't like, I've tried 12 year old whiskies that are fucking shocking and I've tried 4 year old whiskies that are absolutely delicious. So like even navigating that is difficult.
That's an interesting point, right? Because you like what you like,
yeah,
but you just feel, oh, here, this is whatever. Like, I don't really drink wine or whatever, but I had Eamon from Winespark on. He was giving me all these insights. And I was like, I don't really understand any of that.
Yeah.
And if you go out, and he made a really interesting point about the wine list. Terrifying.
Yeah.
People are like, oh. Yeah. Oh. It's like, I think it's the same with whiskey. And so people are like, here, pick your whiskey. And you're like,
yeah, you don't look stupid. Like,
no one does. Yeah. That's a really good insight into the market as well.
Yeah.
So how did you launch? You said you launched online first.
Yeah. So we partnered with, there's an unreal e-retailer in Ireland called Irish Malts. So we launched exclusively with them. So we kind of created a lot of hype around the...
What are they called? Irish what?
Irishmalts.com.
Okay.
They're great. It's two Cork brothers and honestly, like...
I've actually come across them yet.
Yeah. You should have them on. They'd be brilliant. John would talk for Ireland, like, but he's like our own little Del boy. Like, whenever we have a problem, we like go to him and we're like, bottling, do you have a solution? And he's like, no, but I'll make one. Like, yeah, he's great.
Problem solver. Love people like that.
Totally. But sorry, so we launched exclusively with IrishMalls.com to begin with. We did like a lot of digital kind of testing to see what messages were resonating, all that kind of thing. We created as much hype as we could organically.
How'd you do that?
Just like,
because you did get quite buzzy. You were prominent. Like, yeah. So talk to me about that.
So our approach in general is kind of like, I suppose, like the Amazon approach in a way of being obsessed with our consumer. Mm. So everything that we do, we think about, like, rather than starting with our whiskey and being like, okay, what message do we want to shout at consumers? Like, what do we want them to think about Foxbow, whatever? We're like, no one has time for that. Like, I know myself, even scrolling on Instagram, I block out so much noise. Like, all that, I'm not taking in the ads. Like, we have become blind to that because we're so inundated with it every day. So the only way to break through, I think, is thinking about the consumer, thinking about, like, what do they care about? What other products are they engaging with or buying and why? Like, what's the motivator? And then applying that to Fox's Bow. So being like, okay, where can we add value to their life, or where can we entertain them, or like do something that will stop their thumbs from scrolling? Mm. And also we're in a category that's dominated by multinationals. So they have infinite budgets. So you're never going to win going tete-a-tete with them on spend or anything like that. So we try and be like really crafty and like borrow cues from like sneaker culture and clothing brands and, you know, the dating app Thursday. Like, I'm obsessed with them.
No.
They are all
Thursday.
About. Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's so good. Well, I don't use it, but I just am obsessed. I'm married, but I'm obsessed with their like social, because they're always doing these like cool little stunts, like really fast, quick and dirty stuff. But it like makes an impact. And that's kind of the philosophy that we try and apply to Fox's Bow. We're like, okay, if we want to say we're going to be disruptive, like, it can't just be the label. It can't just be the liquid. It has to be everything that we do. It has to be how we show up. It has to be who we partner with, everything. So like for us, we do a lot of like quick and dirty mini stunts.
Give me some examples. Talk to me about them.
So one that I love at the moment, and we're literally doing this right now, so this is why it's top of mind with me, but we're having such a hard time getting into bars.
Okay.
Because their back bar is their back bar. There's no extra space. So like, to get you in, they have to take something out. And as I said, our category is dominated by multinationals. Mm. So the multinationals are putting down the dollars. Like, you know, there's big spend there. So how can they justify taking away one of those brands and putting in this independent brand that has no money, basically? So we were like, okay, we need to get crafty about this, and we need some way to like, one, make the decision makers in the bar actually try the liquid, because generally speaking, when people try it, like, the liquid stands up. We actually just won gold at the Irish Whiskey Awards.
Oh, congrats.
Thanks. Totally blind tasting. So the liquid really stands up, but it's actually like, if we went into the bar and just dropped in a mini, like, that mini would just go into the abyss of all the minis that all the brands are sending in. Like, you know, where does it go? Like, how do we break through? So we started thinking about like, okay, what deliveries do bars get? Like, yes, alcohol deliveries, whatever. But like, we started playing around with the like old milkman delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started playing around with, you know, in America on the milk boxes, it's like missing.
Yeah.
So we were like, we are something new in the category. We're like new contemporary, all the rest of it. Why don't we make a milk carton, like, to scale? It's in our brand colors. So the milk carton is black, and then all the writing on it is like neon pink. We have like a massive thing that just says milk ? On the front of it. On the side, there's an arrow that says open here. On the back, there's the missing sign, and it's a picture of Fox's Bow, like missing, picture of Fox's Bow. And then a little write up that says, a contemporary, creative, vibrant whiskey in a sea of look-alike black and green bottles that reflects modern Ireland, you know, follows through with the liquid being unreal, blah, 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 like this kind of blurb. And then on the side, a QR code, scan here on our social handles. You scan, it brings up a page that tells you all of the distributors we work with. So you can literally say, okay, I use Classic at the moment. Sure, I'll grab a bottle off Classic. Mm-hmm. And then inside the milk carton is our business card, some stickers, and of course a mini.
Love it.
So that has been kind of getting...
That is out of the box. Yeah. That is good.
Yeah, so that's been getting a bit of cut through. And another one that we're working on at the moment is a Trojan fox.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't want to give too much about that away because Ash, my marketing manager, is looking after that at the moment. Her official title is Head of Disruption. So she literally is like coming up with these ideas all the time. But yeah, we have a Trojan fox in the works because there's a retailer that we've been trying to get in front of for ages that we just cannot get through to. Like, they're so busy. So we're like, okay, like Trojan fox.
That's
Operation
genius.
Trojan fox. So,
that's excellent.
Yeah.
I love that. And you know what? It's a bit of fun.
Yeah,
everything
exactly.
is so bloody serious now.
Yeah.
And like, people are like digital obsessed.
Yeah.
Oh, digital, 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 digital. Everyone's going to open up a Trojan fox.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to open up a milk carton and you're like, what is this thing?
And digital is great in the sense that, like, you can amplify all of those ideas. So,
yes.
You know, a stunt maybe before used to be like for the 50 people who happened to be in that place at that time and saw it, like flash mob, whatever. But then, like, you should leverage social to then amplify that to, like, the masses who weren't there but see it and are like, oh, that's class. Like, yes. It's real. It's a stunt, whatever.
There's a narrative there. There's a power. People are obsessed with kind of like reach and social and blah, 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 and just getting followers and stuff. But the true greats get followers by doing exceptional things. Mm-hmm. People are missing the exceptional things piece.
100%.
Whereas it's brilliant brands like yourself who are like, okay, we're going to put a lot of work into this. It's going to take time. It's going to take money. It's going to take effort. It's going to take creativity. And we're going to launch it.
If you enjoyed that chat with Alice, I guarantee you love the whole conversation. So go back and listen to episode 286 or click the link in the description. I'll see you back here in a couple of days.